In Matthew, the 10th chapter, verses 4 and 5, Jesus told his disciples, when he sent them out, to not go into the ways of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans, enter not, but rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It appears that Jesus did not want the gospel preached to the Gentiles, but we know that later on, the gospel was preached to all people, everywhere. In the mind of our Lord, he always intended that everybody would receive the gospel. He told Nicodemus that God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus intended that the world and all the people in it might believe in him and be saved. The world included every single person from every nation. He told his disciples in Matthew, the 28th chapter, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. We should never think that Jesus turned to the Gentiles simply because his own people refused him, as if the rest of humanity was only an afterthought in his life. Jesus had always had every person in mind when he came to this earth. Listen to what Jesus tells his listeners in John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said to them, "I am the door of the sheep. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Other sheep I have, which is not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Paul amplifies what Jesus said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. Paul said, "By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit, for the body is not one member, but many." Even though Jesus told his apostles to avoid the Gentiles, yet we find that he worked miracles for the Gentiles. The first miracle we find was the centurion's servant. The next one was the Phoenician woman's daughter, who was vexed by an evil spirit. And the third miracle that God performed for the Gentiles was when he entered the country of the Gadareans. A man possessed of an unclean spirit came out of the tombs to meet Jesus. The actual scene was in Decapolis, a predominantly Gentile region. The very fact that the people were swine herders would indicate that they were not Jews. It was in this pagan land of the Gadareans that Jesus came face to face with forces far worse than which disturbed the winds and waves and the bodies of men. Here was something wild, more frightful than the natural elements. When Jesus healed the centurion's servant, they had been a wholesome faith in the centurion and in the Phoenician woman. But there was nothing in this young man but the dominion of the devil, a fallen spirit which made the young man cry out to the divinity of Jesus. The man said, "Have you come to torment before my time, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God?" When Jesus released the young man from the evil spirit and permitted it to enter into the swine's instead, the townspeople ordered that Jesus would depart from their coast. It made them feel that the restoring of a soul to the friendship of God was nothing compared to the loss of a few pigs. So what am I saying? I'm saying that Jesus so loved the world and everybody in this world that if they would believe in him, they should not perish, but have everlasting life. Every person, every Jew, Gentile, bond or free, and this includes you. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.